The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the third Sunday of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Of all the strategies that Jesus could have chosen to spread the gospel, he settled on one, and we hear it in the gospel reading from today's Mass, from Luke chapter 24, where Jesus says, "You are witnesses of these things." Jesus does not call the apostles to be managers, publicity agents, or publishers. They are to be witnesses. But what does that mean? What is a witness? Well, a few years ago, Pope Francis made this observation. A witness is a person who has seen, who recalls, and who tells. He said, see, recall, and tell. These are three verbs which describe the identity and mission of a true witness. So that to see Jesus means not just to observe an objective reality, but also to be one who has let himself become involved in the event. I mean, think about it. A true fan cannot watch a baseball game as a mere observer. He feels every swing of the bat, every outfield play, every slide into home. As a religious writer, Sherry Weddle, has said, being a witness means to make a conscious decision to follow Christ, to think like him, to love like him, and to live and to die like him. Well, having made that conscious decision, the next requirement of a witness is to recall. This involves self-reflection without self-absorption. We can ask ourselves, how has my life changed by having come to know and follow Jesus? And if it hasn't changed, or if it hasn't changed very much, have we really met him? The third step in the Pope's schema is to tell. Cardinal O'Malley of Boston once said, we're invited to be witnesses, not members of a witness protection program. You know, a witness protection program exists to hide people so they can disappear and so that no one can find them. Well, that's not how a witness, especially a witness to Christ, lives. And perhaps the greatest act of telling is not simply a word or a phrase, but the example and authenticity of life, of one's life. Becoming a witness doesn't mean our life becomes easy or that all of our problems are solved or that we become perfect overnight, but that our life acquires purpose. And ultimately, we can't be authentic witnesses until we are ready to become martyrs. I mean, that's the meaning of the word martyr, isn't it? To be a witness. The martyrs are those who gave testimony to the truth of their faith in God to the point of shedding their blood. So we can ask, is our faith something that we would die for? And perhaps more importantly, is it something for which we would be willing to suffer ridicule, embarrassment, or exclusion? Seems daunting. But it's not a fight left to us alone. If Christ can bring life out of death, he can also bring strength out of weakness, courage out of fear, and resolve out of doubt. Let's ask the Lord to strengthen us in this task, so that we can be instruments to bring others to the hope of eternal life. God bless you.